The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The views expressed by Jordan Kimmel do not represent the views of Boyer Asset Management and its affiliates. Any opinions expressed by Mr. Kimmel and any of the participants during the course of this show are not to be considered an offering of securities and investment advice.
Good morning. Welcome to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magnet Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And this is truly one of my favorite hours of the week, and I say one of because one of my other favorite hours of the week happens on Wednesday at 12 o'clock noon on the Voice America Variety Channel, where I'm now hosting also the Trust Across America show, trying to bring some value into the market and learning how to trust businesses from other metrics, from the financials. But on this show, for 6 years, we have proudly brought you the simply most renowned, the top-performing investment professionals, fund managers in this generation. Today is no exception. We'll be honored to bring on Mark Boyer, the manager of the Boyer Value Fund, who has also been in the industry since 1975, writing exceptional research, a media star, but most importantly, a very unique perspective on value investing. I think that everybody is going to enjoy it. We'll have Mark on for two full segments, and that's coming up right after our first break. In the first segment, I always look to bring in, zero in, what Magnet sees, what my eye sees in this current market. And what's so interesting is tomorrow I'll share my views on CNBC live at 11 a.m., right past 11 o'clock on Larry Kudlow's show. And I'll remind everybody again, if you could just maintain your composure, if you could just eliminate your emotion, and maybe even part of your brain in this market, you will recognize a very strong, very clear bull market that has started back on March 9th. And what we see is each and every time the market gets slightly technically overbought, people are always trying to call the top in this market. They're trying to call the double dip. They believe that the debt problems of not only this country but all around the world are going to bring us down, and they are. I don't know if they're right or wrong. It doesn't really matter. What we have talked about for 6 years on this show is the ability to disappear when emotions come around, shut that off, and simply look and ask yourself a question. Can you find a half a dozen, maybe two half a dozen, individual companies that have the product, the management, and the wherewithal to simply increase their margins, increase their cash flow, still be trading at a good enough valuation level, and still have a little momentum behind them to allow you to put them into your portfolio? Now, in my website, magnetinvesting.com, we're showing some excerpts from my new book, The Magnet Method of Investing. In the book, we interview many, many of the top professionals over the last couple decades, none of which, by the way, practice diversification, none of them. All of them like to say it's something that you do if you just don't know what you're doing. But if you do know what you're doing, if you have an edge, if you have a methodology, we use the Magnet process. It's a computer-generated model which simply screens out all companies on so many different metrics that if you screen high on all of our screens where you are the few and far between, we call them magnets. That's how I handle my clients' investments. And I'm actually joining you today from a beautiful, beautiful conference room in downtown Morristown called the Madison Room. You guys know that Washington fought a lot of battles around here. The direct line to reach me here is 973-210-4578, a money manager that gives out his own direct phone line. The whole point here, folks, I'm looking at the Investors Daily today, and I even have my screens open. And, you know, something happened last week, the trading glitch that I've been on Fox early in the week to talk about. I'm sure they'll still be talking about CNBC. But what it basically did is where the computers took over and human nature was not requested, well, all of a sudden, if you let a computer simply pick your stocks, if you let a computer run your portfolio, you really have no idea what happens when a bad piece of input goes into your computer. It's garbage in, it's garbage out. And very interestingly, if you instead had and created your own watch list and then were very, very careful what to pay for a stock, well, last Thursday we got a gift and we're able to buy some stocks a little bit less expensively than we normally expect to buy some companies. And this is what happens when emotions take over and computers take over and nobody is out there saying, actually, what is a company worth? And if you had the right company and you had the right analysis done and you wait to buy at a less expensive price, well, gifts from the market are how people are successful in this market. And what happens is, as this kind of computer-generated society has gone forward and charts began to take more importance than balance sheets, well, the opinion is, well, somebody must know something. That's why they're selling. So the price goes down. So someone must know something. Let me get out before that news becomes public. I could always buy it back again. Well, in our next couple segments, you'll be hearing from an investor who loves opportunities when prices go lower, when their research has been done so thoroughly that when you offer them a 30% discount to buy into the market or buy, even better, into an individual company that's been researched thoroughly, they'd love to buy stocks lower than the market currently values them. They'd love to buy companies at below their intrinsic value. All of you listeners out there who own your own business or have run your own businesses, you realize that any metrics other than what is a company worth or what is the cash flow that a company is able to generate, every other metric, in my opinion, has to take a back seat. It was only a decade ago that people talked about how many eyeballs were looking at their website, even though the company didn't have a sustainable business, even though they could not sell a product for a profit. They were looking at eyeballs, or other people look at EBITDA, or earnings before taxes and interest. Well, what happens when you have so much debt outstanding that after all your debt payments, there's nothing left? What will that EBITDA buy you in the store? It won't buy you a thing. So the reality is we have to live in this kind of fast news environment where there's always something around the corner to scare you, to frighten you, to get you out of your positions, or even worse, keep you afraid to buy into the market or isolate companies and buy some shares. And this is the shame of the media, but you don't have to actually succumb to the media. You don't have to succumb to your emotions. Over the next couple segments after our commercial break, we'll hear from Mark Boyer, who's learned how to trust his experience, how to trust himself, how to trust his team of analysts to value individual companies and not be thrown off by the media, but even better, if he could find something that is temporarily out of favor, something that they currently hate at the moment because they're afraid of it, you'll see Mark and his team step forward if they like the company, if they could see the value that they're looking for and buy the company on pennies on the dollar. And we have had different investors, but you know, I will share with you that the most profitable over any period of time has been proven to be a value investing strategy. I actually went to visit Mark and his son and visited them in Manhattan, and I fessed up with them. In my 25-year career, I've had one tremendous fault, a big problem. So hard to deal with, but most of it is admitting it and moving on. I need to learn to become more patient. And when you really do understand something and you've really gone under the hood and you think you understand something, sometimes, most times, patience is rewarded with returns in the market. As long as you're willing to do your homework, as long as you're willing to go in and really discover what a company does, who their management is, what their processes are, and what kind of cash flow, based upon the value of the entire company, you can expect to see over the next couple of years. And again, I don't believe I can or most people can predict 10 or 20 or 30 years out. I need a little bit more visibility. I need to have an idea that a company that I'm investing in is going to be sought after by other investors at a higher price within just a couple of years. But again, folks, I need to learn my patience just like everybody else does. That's why we've invited on Mark Boyer from the Boyer Value Fund, one of the top researchers, puts out a beautiful institutional piece of research since 1975. Folks, we do need a quick break from our sponsor. We'll be right back with more Magnet Investing. Stay tuned. You're in for a treat. Mark Boyer is joining us for a couple of segments. And folks, get out your pencils and papers. You will learn a lot. We'll be right back with Mark Boyer following this quick break.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Are you tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And we are privileged now to bring on one of the most experienced and most respected value investors of our generation. We're bringing on Mark Boyer from the Boyer Value Fund. And Mark, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jordan, for having me.
And, you know, we're going to get into your philosophy. What I'd love you to do just for a minute, and please don't be shy. I'll let you spend just a couple of minutes on your own background, and then we'll get into the Boyer Value Fund and really give our listeners an education in a philosophy rooted in value investing.
Well, I started in the business as a security analyst in 1969. Having worked briefly at Price Waterhouse, and from 1969 through, say, 71 or 72, I worked for a small brokerage firm called Schweikart & Company, and my boss was a fellow by the name of Stanley Nabby, N-A-B-I, who was the head of the New York Society of Security Analysts and basically taught me my craft. So I worked there for a few years. Then I was recruited to another firm called Conan & Company, where I was doing special situations, and then they asked me if I would start to do look at what they called at that time, the merchant builders, merchant home builders, companies like Lennar, companies like Pulte Homes, and I followed that industry for a while, and then around 1973 or 74, came up with the idea to create a research service for institutions that looked for companies that were selling below their intrinsic or private market value. We started publishing that research service January 10th, 1975, and we've been publishing it ever since. In 1983, I formed Boyer Asset Management, which was a money management firm. And also, a number of years later, started Boyer Partners, which is a limited partnership. And then about 10 and a half years ago, formed the Boyer Value Fund, symbol B-O-Y-A-X, which is a fund that also looks for companies that are selling in the marketplace below their intrinsic or private market value.
Well, you know, and I appreciate that full introduction. I knew you'd be modest. And for our listeners, let me just add that Mark is a legend on Wall Street. Barron's have called him one of the most patient investors. For any of us old enough, and I am, to have watched Wall Street Week, he was on often with Louis Rukeyser and really is known in the industry as one of the top value managers in the country. And I just had to add that, Mark. And let me just share that for the individual investors out here, Mark manages the Boyer Value Fund, which is really the beneficiary of his research. And what I want to do is, as we get into your philosophy, as with your team, how you do your research, I have to just add one piece that since 75, I believe, 44% of every company you have ever put a research report out has, in fact, been acquired by another company. So you take a bottoms-up approach, try to tune out, I think, the emotions and the noise of the market. And I want to really just ask you if you could get a little bit into in detail the philosophy, if you will, on how you do your research and how you manage the Boyer Value Fund.
Sure. I'd be very happy to do that. So let's start with who we are in terms of how we look and find businesses. And
perfect.
I think that's critically important. We view ourselves as businessmen, and I think that's the key word. We're businessmen who are trying to buy companies or a significant discount to their intrinsic or private market value. So what we do is we take a company's balance sheet, we tear it apart, we reconstruct it, and we place our own values on companies. The idea being over time, either the market will accurately value these businesses or somebody will come in and acquire them. And as you indicated, approximately 40-some-odd percent of all the companies that we've ever visited, written about or owned, have in fact been taken over, and they've been taken over at fairly, in most instances, at fairly big premiums to what we initially looked at them at. So that's who we are. Now, how do we go about doing this? And I think that that's also critically important, because there's really no systematic approach to finding these kinds of businesses. You can run all the screens in the world that you want, and we do run screens from time to time, but they're not going to show, these screens are not going to pick up, for example, a piece of real estate, a building, that's carried on its books for a lot less than it's currently worth. No computer screen in the world can really do that. And I think that's what sets us apart from a great many of other value investors. So we're very curious. We spend a lot of time reading. You know, I think as Warren Buffett said, he's one of the luckiest guys in the world that he goes to his office every day and he gets paid to read. And we get paid to read. We get paid to read. We're always on the lookout for new ideas, and you just don't know where these ideas are going to come from. You know, years ago, back in 1975, I used to walk past Tiffany and Company on 57th Street and 5th Avenue when it was a tiny little business. It had a market cap of roughly $24 million, believe it or not. And I always wondered, one, was it a publicly traded company? And number two, did they own that real estate, that beautiful piece of property on 57th Street and 5th Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
And came to the conclusion, one, that it was, not came to the conclusion, found out it was a publicly traded company. And number two, the building on 57th Street was worth significantly more than the entire market value of the whole company. So we were getting that great Tiffany name, its inventory, for zero. And that's the kind of thing, those are the kinds of anomalies that we try to look for. We not the obvious. The obvious, everybody can find. For example, years ago, we invested in a company called Stokely Van Camp. And you know, if you mention Stokely Van Camp, some people might think of baked beans. But the reason that we really liked it was because they owned Gatorade, and it was masked under that name. Difficult to find, but by reading and being curious and just constantly digging, we're able to come up with these kinds of names to put into a portfolio.
Right, and I think that's a great story. I think part of what you're talking about is some people who are even willing to look at balance sheets and willing to do their homework aren't actually, they don't have the curiosity to dig deeper to look for hidden assets. And I think that, you know, what I want you to kind of take one step further is your ability to do this without any regard to the hysteria that the media is trying to kind of always pick the next problem, the next piece of sky to fall, which keeps people from investing in individual ideas.
Well, it's not only investing in individual ideas. I mean, there are two important elements of successful investing besides patience, because to me, patience is one of the most important tenets of successful investing. But beside being a patient investor, one of the other things that we try to do is to be oblivious to the markets. And not only oblivious to the markets, to go contra to what all the scuttlebutt is about. I mean, you can always find a reason for not investing. I mean, that's the easiest thing in the world. The euro is cratering. Europe is in trouble. You name it. There is always the market's overvalued. The price of oil is significantly higher than where it should be. It's gonna hurt the consumer in terms of spending. There's always a reason not to invest. What we found is that the times to invest or when you feel the worst.
That's where you're getting your best value. Now, Mark, we're going to stick with you. You're kind enough to take another segment with us. We have some time in this segment, but before we go to break, if you will, maybe your mutual funds available to investors of all sizes, maybe go to give us the contact information where they can get maybe a prospectus, a website where they can look you up and understand more about the philosophy of your company.
Sure. It's the Boyer Value Fund, and the best way to find it is to go to boyervalue.com, B-O-Y-A-R, value.com. The other way is to call us directly. Both Jonathan Boyer and myself are always available to speak to individual investors. We don't care if you have a $50,000 portfolio or $1 million portfolio. We treat everybody the same. So if you want to speak to us, call us at 212-995-8300 and ask for Jonathan or Mark, and we will be very happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Tremendous. And Mark, you know what, it sounds to me like this is almost a throwback in the day where people were willing to understand how balance sheets works, to actually read through documents. You know, what we'll talk about maybe, you know, after the break even is how, as people got more technically oriented with charts, your advantage over the folks who are too lazy or too impatient to stick with and dig through investing is probably one of the reasons you continue to outperform and continue to be held in such high regard on Wall Street and on Main Street throughout the country. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Mark, stick with us. We need to go to the sponsor. We're going to be right back with more Magnet Investing following this quick break.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back. And we are lucky to be joined by Mark Boyer from the Boyer Value Fund. And Mark, what I also want to do, I want to mention to our listeners, you know, they can't, most of them can't afford the institutional research that you offer. It's really for the big boys on the street. Many of them can't even afford to go into the private partnerships or managed accounts you have. And folks, if you want any information on that, just call Mark directly. But the reason I brought you on here is the Boyer Value Fund is something that is still, interestingly, small enough that you can go ahead, do your research, and investors can take advantage of your fund, in that some of the other funds, which are really have an army of salesmen, in-house salesmen, are so big they can only buy the very, very biggest names, so they just widely diversify and you kind of get a hidden index. I know at the Boyer Fund, the Value Fund, you're willing to not only not engage in over-diversification, but you're nimble enough to basically buy any company that meets your philosophy and your parameters.
No, that's absolutely correct. I think one of the advantages we have of being a small fund, and that's not by choice, Jordan. That's a fact. What happens is it's very difficult for an independent mutual fund to gather assets. The way we grow the fund is by word of mouth and by performance and by style. I think those things. Style is critically important to successful investing as well as long-term performance. But we can buy the smallest of the small or the biggest of the big. It doesn't really matter to us. Size is inconsequential. What we're trying to do is find companies that have the biggest discount from their private market value to what they're currently selling in the marketplace for. So we're really agnostic in terms of size. What we also do is try to find some sort of a trigger, some sort of a catalyst that's going to make these stocks ascend in value over a reasonable period of time. And we are extraordinarily patient, but we like to try to get the recognition process speeded up. And so how do you do that? You look for these kinds of catalysts. For example, one of the best catalysts we've ever found was to find an 80-year-old man or a 90-year-old man, even better, who has no heir apparent that's going to run the business. At some point in time, either he or his family will sell the business. And usually these types of businesses, because they've been run by this particular person for a very long period of time, can either be, they have one of two characteristics. Either they're very, very well managed or they're horribly managed. But in either instance, usually when somebody comes in and buys these businesses, they pay a significant premium to what they're currently selling for. So find an inexpensive company that also has a catalyst. Another catalyst is find a company that has multiple businesses. For example, years ago we bought a company called U.S. Shoe. Now, U.S. Shoe might not mean anything to your listeners, but one of the businesses that they owned was LensCrafter. And we thought LensCrafter was worth more than the entire value of the whole company. So what we wanted to do is have the company be split up into three pieces. We were unsuccessful in convincing them to do that, but the company was ultimately acquired by Lexotica at a very significant premium to what we paid for it. So we try to find these kind of anomalies in the marketplace, invest in them, try to see if we can find a catalyst, but you also have to be very patient.
Right, and I think that, you know, the thing that I hear in you, the consistency of the philosophy of buying, say, a dollar at 50 cents or less, the ability to sit and wait for value to be recognized. I mean, it sounds very familiar with maybe a couple of the greatest, more famous investors. It's the Warren Buffett approach of stock by stock. And, you know, I guess I've shared my inability to be patient. And again, when you buy a stock, and I want to share the difference between you and a momentum investor, you are actually not expecting to sell that stock until maybe when it's closer to fair value to a dollar, when it approaches fair value, or when maybe you can even find a less expensive asset you could buy even cheaper?
Well, what we try to do is we usually, when our stock gets close to our perception of its intrinsic value, use 80%. Well, then we always look at these companies, but we'll review it more carefully to determine whether or not the value of the business has really has increased. And if it has, then maybe we'll consider holding it. But usually, when it gets to 80% or 90%, we start selling the company. And you know, again, some of these things, you know, lightning strikes sometimes very quickly.
Right.
Sometimes we hold these things for an inordinately long period of time. Sometimes.
Right. And I know you're looking for the catalyst, but you know what I want to talk about in here, which I think is so different, is some ads that want to just sell you software, say you can do this yourself. I wanted you to talk about how actually difficult or how much work it takes to uncover the details you're looking for, and then maybe even the power of what 35 years of experience managing money actually helps understanding maybe the cycle or you know, kind of what's around the corner.
Well, you know, obviously experience is important, and, you know, we're celebrating our 35th anniversary as a research provider, and you know, I still my biggest thrill is still looking for businesses that are inexpensive and finding the next stock that we're going to make a great deal of money with. You know, you mentioned software products. There's no way in the world a software product is going to replace the ability to be it'll never replace being a good hands-on analyst. The most important element of successful investing is to be able to pick apart that balance sheet and determine what the values are. A software product might tell you what a company does, but it's not going to really tell you, for example, how many subscribers a cable company has or how to value that cable company.
Right, and they're certainly not going to see that building on Fifth Avenue that you walked by and led to those gains in Tiffany. That's just eyes. That's just, like you called it, curiosity, which I loved. And I want to go back to something. Wall Street preaches diversification. People might own 5 or 6 different funds and think they're diversified. If they look inside of them, many of them own the very same ultra-large cap stocks, and it's a lot of duplication. And you know, in your portfolio, I would guess this probably half the names in there, the average investor, you know, might not even be in tune with.
Well, that's true. You know, what we try to do is go where it's the cheapest. Sometimes the smallest of the small are the cheapest. Sometimes it's really big cap stocks. So when big cap stocks are out of favor, you know, we might want to buy those stocks, and those are the ones that everybody knows but are shunning for some particular reason. Where we think we add the value, though, is, as you indicated, is finding the ones that are not well-known, that are under-owned by institutions, that institutions, for the most part, big ones, can own because they're too big. And, you know, some people say, well, you know, I can buy a small cap fund, I can buy a big cap fund, and I can buy a medium cap fund, and I can get my diversification that way. And you know, to be quite honest, Morningstar doesn't like us because it's very difficult to put us in a particular box.
Right. Mark, let me tell you, experience tells me that's one of the biggest compliments that can be given to you when they can't style box you, but they know, one thing we know is value. Now, we're going to bump up against the back of another segment. I don't know if you have time to stick with us or if you want to just, you know, give some more contact information now, remind people where to find out more about your mutual fund and where to contact your company for any kind of, maybe we have some larger investors who want to put you know, money in one of your private funds.
Well, again, I'll be very happy to stay around for one more segment.
Okay, well, we're going to stick around, but give your contact information again anyway.
Sure. Sure. It's the Boyer Value Fund or Boyer Asset Management for investors that have the qualifications to invest in a bigger, in another pool. But they can reach us. The best way to reach us, again, is through our website, Boyer Value, BoyerValue.com. Boyer Value is one word. And you can get some information about who we are and what we do. Or as I said, we'll pick up the phone if somebody calls us, and we'll be very happy to talk about what we do. And they can reach us at 212-995-8300, and they can ask for John Boyer, Mark Boyer, Lee Boyer. They can ask for Arlene Strelzik. They can ask for anybody at the Boyer Value Fund, and we'll be very happy to talk to them.
Very open and accessible. Mark, I appreciate hearing that. It's something that people forget when they call maybe their other financial folks. They'll go through a menu of please hold or leave your name and leave your number. But, you know, I think what's really interesting, and we'll spend another segment with you. I do appreciate you sticking around. I'm willing to bet in advance that you tend to like to eat your own cooking, too.
Oh, we own. I put my money where my client's money is. Absolutely, no question about it. I only own businesses that we've thoroughly researched. I would say it's a rarity that I own something that we don't have a real strong viewpoint on.
Right. And I would have guessed that, but we're going to need a quick break here. We'll have you stick with us. We're going to bring you on for the next set. Folks, it's a quick break. We got to go to the sponsors. We'll be right back with Mark Boyer, more in the Boyer Value Fund, more on Magnet Investing right after this quick break.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
It's sex education like you've never heard before. Want to improve your love life? You know, that love life. Join sexual wellness expert and certified erotic educator Jaya for Sex with Jaya. She'll bring you cutting-edge techniques to expand your erotic repertoire. Jaya will offer advice and speak with guests who will shed light on everything to do with sex. You can even listen together with that special someone. Sex with Jaya is broadcast live every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back again to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And as a treat, we have Mark Boyer joining us for the last segment also. And we've covered some great ground already, Mark. We started talking about how humble you are and really don't talk about your reputation on the street. But one thing's that's not disputable. You do have a track record. It's one of the better track records that's out there. And why don't you spend just a little bit of time not only on your last 10 years with the mutual fund and outperformance, but you know, maybe a little bit, if you will, on you know, what you see coming forward.
Sure. You know, normally we don't like to predict where markets are going to be in the future. I think it's virtually impossible to do that. It's good. It's good cocktail party banter, but the fact of the matter is, you know, everybody has their own opinion about things, and you know, we kind of think that the next 10 years are going to surprise people in terms of how well the stock market does. You know, first and foremost, the last 10 years have not been a good place to be for common stock. It's been one of the few 10-year periods where the leading indices, particularly the S&P and the Dow, have had negative performance. I can't think of a 20-year period where that has occurred. Now, there's always a first time that might happen, but I think it's kind of unlikely. I think the other surprise is going to be, you know, everybody's talking about China and how great China is going to be over the next 10 years. And you know, I guess with a billion people and you're starting with a low base, China will be good. Nobody's talking about could the next 10 years be America's decade. And I think America, as you know, as Buffett had said, I guess in October of 2008, you know, don't count America out. And I never count America out. American ingenuity is wonderful. And I think American companies are going to surprise a lot of people in how they perform over the next decade.
Right, and I agree with you, Mark. You again, in your modesty, didn't remind everybody. You continue to outperform peer groups, outperform indices. But I want you to get to that for a minute. And I know you don't like to toot your own horn, but you know, someone told me years and years ago that regardless of the problems of really any given decade, there's always a number of individual companies that do well, whether it's because of their product or, I think, in your case, because you're frankly buying them inexpensively enough that, you know, the whole market can continue to flounder. Maybe it's even more important not to be an indexer and an individual stock selector.
Well, I think that's a very valid point. Yeah, our performance for the last 10 years, you know, we've outperformed the S&P by more than 300 basis points a year for the last 10 years. We have positive results for a 10-year period of time. So through a decade where there was negative performance, we've had positive in terms of more recently. And again, you know, there's no guarantee that we're going to repeat this. There's no, you know, past performance is no indication of future of how we'll do in the future. But last year we were up slightly more than the S&P, and this year I believe through yesterday we're up about 11% or maybe a little more, which has more than doubled what the S&P has done so far this year. And we do have a fair amount of cash, which is unusual for us. This was one of the first times in a long time we got some inflows in the fund. So we're slowly putting those inflows back to work in
good. Good. And you know, I know I want to make a point here. You made the point yourself. I want to make my point for compliance. I am not endorsing the Boyer Value Fund. In fact, as all mutual funds, you have to get a prospectus first to invest in it. Everyone has to do their own homework. What I will say is for any patient investor, if you could put the brains and patience and organization of the Boyer behind you, folks, you could play your golf and you can do your thing. You could be whatever specialty you have. Again, it's not an outright endorsement because we're not sure everyone who's listening if it fits their objective. So for compliance and all that, no future performance is based on past performance. But Mark, when you can do something so well for 35 years, when you develop the reputation you have for 35 years, and on the institutional side, as well as on the retail side, I have a guess that people will be well served to do their homework, to call your office, to get the perspective, get to know your organization better. And there may be just something that I neglected to ask you, but for one last thing on the way out, maybe your contact information and then one more pearl of wisdom from you, if you will.
Let me just give the pearl of wisdom because it's something you alluded to before. And that's, you know, what happens if you have a market that's stagnant for a decade, doesn't go anywhere? I mean, like what happened, say, from 1969 through 1982. You know, you had a period of time when the market started in one place. You had periods when it went up, but it ended that period almost exactly where it started.
Right.
That was one of the best periods we ever had in terms of performance. Decade, you can make money in stocks even if the market does nothing for a very long period of time. And I just want to say that obviously stock picking will be the hallmark of successful investing during that period of time or a period of time like that. In terms of, you know, the information, again, you know, it's the Boyer Value Fund. It's we'd love to have new investors. I mean, we treat you as a family. You can look on our website. The BoyerValue.com is our website. BOYAR Value, one word, .com. You can reach us at 212-995-8300. And if I'm not around or John's not around, leave a message. We'll get back to you. We have a very strong feeling about how we treat our clients. It's your money. We treat it really, really carefully, but we're there to answer questions, and we're there to hold your hand during periods of time when markets get somewhat crazy, and they do. Seems like more frequently.
And they'll continue to, Mark. What we know for sure is that they will continue to, and I think that the steady stewardship of your experience. More importantly, you know, I think what happens is more money's lost on people overpaying for stocks, overpaying for popular ideas. I know that's a style shift you will never succumb to. As long as you could buy a dollar for 50 cents and wait for someone to pay you 80 cents, I think you have a formula for the next 35 years as well. I just wish you stay healthy, and I hope to have you join us again in the near future.
Well, thank you. And I just, you know, two things. You were 100% right.
All righty. Well, you know what? I will have you on again, Mark. I appreciate the feedback from you. I know that I studied value investing. I've studied all disciplines. Value investing tends to work the best over time, especially if you have someone with the confidence to stick with their ideas, maybe buy the best idea a little bit lower if it's offered to them, and continue to research, continue to stay humble, and continue to do the work that's required to be successful in the market.
Well, thanks for having us.
We're back at the end of the show. We have to sign off here. Folks, if you haven't yet, and Mark gave his contact information, the link will be up. Even come to my office, ask for information on Mark Boyer. Join us next week right here on Voice America Business. For now, it's Jordan signing off for Magnet Investing. Folks, we had a treat. Legendary investor Mark Boyer, talking value, the Boyer Value Fund. Do your homework first and see if it's for you. We'll be back right here next week, same time. We'll see you then. Thanks again. Bye now.
The Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magna Investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.